This is Dr. Richard Lamb, president of Southern Evangelical Seminary. Welcome to Bringing Everything Captive. Millions of people around the globe have been captivated by the tragic story of little Charlie Gard. He is the 11-month-old English infant who is gravely ill, probably terminally, languishing in a British hospital, a captive to the United Kingdom's National Health Service. Little Charlie has severe brain damage, is blind and deaf, has frequent seizures, and must breathe through a ventilator to survive. The NHS and the courts, which have final authority in such matters in Britain, determined that the child's life support system should be turned off. Based on the pleas of his distraught parents, that withdrawal of life support has been postponed to allow more time to adjudicate the case. The final appeal is pending. The parents want their son released into their custody so they can take him to America, where at least one neurologist is willing to use an experimental treatment on the boy that might have at least a slim chance of improving, if not curing, his condition. Charlie Gard has become the current human face of the basic gut-wrenching debate about who makes end-of-life decisions for human beings. The Charlie Gard case, however it's adjudicated, is going to be critical to the debate and has enormous implications for end-of-life decisions for tens of millions of terminally ill patients at all stages of life. The advocates of the quality of life ethic are asserting that Charlie does not have a life worthy of living. The Third Reich called it Lebensinwertes Leben. The merciful and humane thing to do, they say, is to let him die, a sort of death therapy. The sanctity of life ethic asserts that Charlie Gard is a human being and, as such, has an inherent right to life no matter how perilous or incurable his medical condition is. Furthermore, sanctity of life proponents argue that withdrawing his life support system is an active measure that is the moral equivalent of euthanasia. The second basic question in this case is who should have the ultimate authority, the state or Charlie's parents? Although Charlie Gard may be severely, perhaps terminally, medically challenged, he is forever his parents' little boy, and they love him and cherish him. They should have the right to seek whatever care they think may help him. How dare government bureaucrats say otherwise? This is Richard Lamb.